No one likes to fail. Not professional athletes, and certainly not your overconfident boyfriend. So when you're 10 minutes into the blandest oral stimulation of your life, it might be time to pat him on the shoulder and take the reins yourself so you can finally get yourself off. Here's how to say, "Good job, champ," and pat him on the back. Let him take a big swing. Before you take your guy out of the game, it's important to give him a chance to give it his all. Let him really go to town with whatever methods he deemed foolproof. Then, once he's failed on his own terms, you won't have to hear his pleas of "put me in, coach." He'll just sit there silently as you take the ball to the hoop and score. Say, "Good work out there," and really mean it. Even though he failed, it's important to applaud his effort and heart. He tried his best, and it just wasn't enough for the conditions out in the field today. There's no need to kick him while he's down. Just pat him on the butt and tell him it's time to take a breather so you can come in fresh and finish the job. Try and keep him invested in the game even though he's on the bench. You two are a team, and teamwork means something. Sometimes you gotta pass the ball. As you pull out ahead of the pack, make yourself come with incredible strength and efficiency. Try to keep him invested by looking into his eyes and saying, "We're in this together. We're a team. We wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for you." Ugh, fuck. Okay, all set. It's important to let him feel like he's a big part of this moment, even if you do score the winning goal. In the end, you can always let him know that you'll see him again at practice. This isn't the end of the road. Tomorrow is another day. Let your guy know he's still on the team, and you expect to see him out on the field, sweating hard and ready to train for the next one.